I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Well, it's time to talk some Destination Salem now with the executive director of Destination Salem, Kate Fox. And Kate, welcome back. Nice to be talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
It has been a while, and everything has sort of been messed up. I go to salem.org frequently and check out what's happening there. And as this thing has transitioned, Kate, I'm noticing on the website that there are not a whole lot of cancellations now, because over the last year, most organizations have sort of transitioned to either postponing everything or going online.
Right. So we're seeing a lot of virtual events, and right now we're in the midst of Salem So Sweet, which is really the first event that has been produced since last March, and it's been great. It's been a really nice reason to get out and explore and just take a walk around Salem.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because the governor has loosened some restrictions, I believe, as of either this Monday or last Monday. So I did notice, and that's what caught my eye, one of the advertisements, that there are some activities now that people can actually go to. Most of them, I'm sure, are outside. So where do we start about, go back last week and tell me what took place last week first.
So last weekend, Salem So Sweet had the ice sculpture installations around town, and we had 17 ice sculptures this year, which isn't as many as we have in a normal year, but exceeded our expectations in a year when a lot of businesses have been struggling. So the sculptures are all sponsored by local businesses, and they were installed on Saturday morning, and the illumination is Saturday night. So this is the 19th year for Salem So Sweet. We weren't able to have the chocolate and wine tasting that usually kicks it off because of the COVID restrictions, and we look forward to that coming back in the future. But we did have the ice sculptures, and a lot of businesses are offering promotions and special menu items and shopping deals, just to encourage people to do their Valentine's Day shopping and dining locally. As you mentioned, the governor announced a change to the restrictions for indoor capacity limits, so restaurants can have up to 40% capacity, and we did see a lot of people who are comfortable dining indoors taking to the restaurants this past weekend, and we expect that to continue. And if you're not comfortable dining indoors, we have a great list of restaurants that are providing takeout and curbside pickup on salem.org.
We talked a little bit about getting outside before we started the interview, and it seems to me this is a perfect opportunity, especially kind of with the cold weather. I mean, if you dress for it, you can go out and see these ice sculptures, which is the weather is perfectly conducive for that. But also just getting around Salem, and I know that some people are beginning or at least wanting to get outside for any reason and stretch their legs, so this seems like a good opportunity just to walk around Salem, if for no other reason.
It is, and this coming weekend, the 13th and 14th, we're going to have murals in 10 business windows around town, so, and there's going to be, so this is the first time Salem So Sweet has been 2 weeks long or 2 weekends long, so the first weekend was sweet and the second weekend is heat, so they're spicing it up. The restaurants are going spicy instead of sweet, and with their promotions, and we're going to have some warming stations around downtown and the murals, and there's also a scavenger hunt inspired by Nathaniel Hawthorne, so, and his love letters with his wife Sophia. So there's another good reason to come out this weekend. Looks like we're going to have some fresh snow, so bundle up, wear appropriate footwear, and come check out downtown Salem.
One of the things that caught my eye is, aside from Salem So Sweet Love Letter Treasure Hunt, was the anti-Valentine's Day tour with Salem.
Oh, that's
got to be
great. And that's a walking tour that's been done for several years by Salem Night Tour, and it really sort of gets into all the broken relationships in Salem history, and they sell out every year. They're doing a series of them, so I recommend hopping online. You can find the link through salem.org in the calendar and buying tickets in advance. But that's a really fun tour and a great way to explore the history.
An anti-Valentine. All right. Well, Kate, I didn't prep you for any other questions, but are there other activities taking place in February, or are there some other things that you might want to mention? And I know Peabody Essex Museum is always an attraction, and I presume they're open, aren't they?
They are. The Peabody Essex Museum is open Thursday through Sunday, and they have an excellent exhibition on the Salem witch trials. They also have Made It, which is an exhibit of female fashion designers through history. And I might date myself, but it includes Laura Ashley, and I was a big Laura Ashley girl when I was in my teens, so I was happy to see that. And they also have a Salem Stories exhibit, and it's just a great way to get out of the cold, be in a big open space. They're sticking to a 25% capacity limit, so there's a lot of space to explore safely. And they are going through a COVID check-in process, so allow a little bit of time for checking into the museum. In addition to the Peabody Essex Museum, the Salem Witch Museum is open. The restaurants and the shops are all open as well, but it's really, we're waiting for spring. We're waiting for the COVID numbers to improve and the state reopening guidelines to reach a new level, and we're all looking forward with some cautious optimism.
Absolutely. And I can't be the first person to ask you this question. I'm sure you've gotten phone calls. Are there plans to do haunted happenings, or is that has it been canceled already, or is it still up in the air?
Oh, you can't, you know, as we saw last year, you can't cancel haunted happenings. People come.
Well, that's true. That's right.
We know people are coming. We don't know what the state reopening guidelines are going to look like and capacity limits. I think it's safe to say we're going to be wearing masks throughout 2021. Mm-hmm. I think we are going to have some gathering guidelines in the fall, but I do think we're going to have more of a haunted happenings than we were able to have last year.
I'm hoping
some of the outdoor programming is able to return, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. Because we haven't started planning as we would in a normal year,
right.
But I think in March we'll start putting pen to paper and see what we can conceptualize for the fall.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. As we look at the numbers each day in Massachusetts and they continue to decline, I'm thinking, well, you know what, some of these annual activities throughout the state, maybe we'll be able to start planning for those again. So that's a very optimistic viewpoint, but I think it could happen. And Dr. Fauci said, hey, by the end of fall next year, we should be good to go. So that's very exciting. Kate,
yeah.
Anything else you want to mention?
We are working on a hybrid Salem Ancestry Days for April 30th to May 2nd. So anyone who traces their family roots to Salem might be interested in checking that out on our website. Mass Poetry Festival is coming back with a hybrid virtual and in-person program in May. And so I think a lot of the programs are going to be hybrid or virtual going through the summer. And hopefully by the fall, we're somewhat back to normal.
We'll have to see. How about Salem Willows? Is that going to be open in the summer, do you know? I mean, I know you can't say for sure, but what is there an intent?
It really depends, because the arcades and amusement rides are all phase four. So the restaurants were all open last year. Hobbs Popcorn is still open on weekends. You can go get your Hobbs Popcorn in the middle of winter on a Saturday.
That's
so,
very important.
I hope it's back this summer. A lot of the attractions weren't able to open last year.
Right.
And I really hope that our cultural and artistic programs are able to come back as well.
As do we all, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but it's great to be optimistic. Kate, we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks, I presume.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Kate Fox, who is the Executive Director of Destination Sales. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.